This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. This morning we're going to be talking about art in our community, a variety of different forms of art, and how that is helping to attract new business. Absolutely. And one of the groups that is working to sort of put it all together is a part of our Rutherford County Chamber of Commerce and the Business Education Partnership Program. Laura Beth Jackson is with us this morning. She is one of the BEP Community Relations Specialists, and she's here today to tell us about air. How are you, Laura Beth?
I'm doing great, Bart. Thanks for having us this morning.
We never have enough air, do we?
No, we never do. Always need more.
What is AIR? A-I-R.
AIR is Arts in Rutherford County. It's the three-star arts program initiated by the Chamber of Commerce to serve as a collective networking and promotional organization for arts in Rutherford County. So it's essentially a council of representatives from different arts and nonprofit organizations looking to support and promote the arts in the county.
So it's not a group of its own. It is a group that sort of oversees and gets all of the other groups working together.
Correct. It certainly wasn't the idea when it was launched, actually, in 2009. It's been going over a little over a year and a half now. When it was launched, it was certainly not intended to supersede or negate any of the other arts groups in town. In fact, it was really created to just promote and actually kind of keep a little bit of a finger on the pulse of what is going on in the creative community in Rutherford County.
Also with us this morning, and we're going to open up the phone lines a little bit later this morning, so if you have any questions, hold off until we open up the phone lines. Nancy Pitts is with us. Nancy is an independent media and grant writing specialist. And that's getting to be a challenge these days, isn't it?
Yes, it is. There's more and more people in need, Bart.
And Pat Blankenship. Everybody knows Pat. How are you today,
Pat?
Oh,
well, thank you, Bart. I didn't know everybody knew me.
Pat is a board member of YAY.
We call it YAY.
Mm-hmm. Okay, excuse me. That was the real Southern pronunciation.
That's right.
Youth Empowerment Arts
through arts and Humanities.
Okay, I knew it was that way somewhere.
Yes.
Director also of the Children's Academy Theater of Tennessee.
Yes.
Wow, that's...
That is our really newest programming under the umbrella of YAY. We hope to be taking professional actors into the elementary schools and providing them with interactive theatrical performances that gets them up on stage, gets them performing for their classrooms, exposes them to great literature and to professional artists, theater artists. Mm-hmm.
So in addition to working as the Chamber's doing to get more arts in the community to attract businesses, this group is working to start at the really young ages to get the youth involved.
Yes. We are primarily founded in music, but we have for the last year and a half been expanding our programming into other genres of the arts, all of which include performance or showcase exhibits of artwork, because we feel very strongly that teaching children to work together on a project, to collaborate, to cooperate, to figure out how to solve their problems, and then put them on a stage and let them amaze a very appreciative audience, actually changes people's lives, children's lives, making them much more creative, much more confident, much more capable and competent. And we feel that we are enhancing our community by building our youth in that way. We need creative leadership in our communities, and we hope we're building that in our programming.
Do you sometimes find students coming into the program who are a little bashful, maybe slightly introverted, and afraid to get in front of the, even in front of the classroom to make a book report or something?
I actually have several very interesting success stories that I could share if time permits, mm-hmm. but absolutely. I teach the acting class for Yeah, and I have had kids come in and say, I can't get up on stage and speak. And by the time our 8-week session was over, they were standing on stage giving a monologue with a live band behind them providing drama for their monologue. It's very exciting. Showcase is the most important and exciting part of our programming. For me, it gives me an incredible rush to see these kids succeed and to see the parents so proud and excited for them and to see our volunteers. Our volunteers look like new parents giving birth to a new artist. They are so excited about their students' ability to succeed.
And Laura Beth, that has to excite everybody with the chamber because they look at these as tomorrow's entrepreneurs.
Definitely.
I mean, Rutherford yeah. County still is going to keep that edge.
Well, definitely. And with the Business Education Partnership Foundation being established by the chamber to promote and support opportunities for students and for educators to really prepare the next generation for leadership. And so it's just really a natural collaboration when education and businesses partner with arts, because mm-hmm. the arts, just like what Pat was saying, they give those foundational skills to children, to young adults and adults who get into them, to find, that inner core of strength that they have, and finding that passion, which just flows into everything else that they do. And like Pat was saying, it's so exciting to see. There's, even a quite a bit of research being done now where even scientists and, high-level business executives are starting to incorporate really outside-the-box exercises and team-building exercises that are really arts or theater-based as a means of collaborating together to get more creative. Because in a changing business economy, you have to be creative if you're going to survive as a small business or as an entrepreneur or as a top-level executive for a company who's needing to drastically change its direction. You've got to be creative, and the arts are just a hotbed of creativity. And so when the arts thrive in a community, business is naturally going to thrive as well.
Nancy Pitts, tell us a little about what you do to keep this alive. Nothing's going to happen if you don't have funding.
Money behind it. that's true, and I think in a changing economy, as tough as the economy has been, is up and down, you need people out there explaining and defining what art is, what it is you're trying to package, and why it's important to people. Just like back in the time of the Civil War, theater was thriving in the Nashville area. You had John Wilkes Booth here 2 months before he assassinated Lincoln. What I mean by that is that the theater people rushed to. People clamored to go to the theater to express themselves in arts. As far back as 1878, we had the Nashville Arts Association, which was created in Nashville. And then in 1900, Rutherford County, Murfreesboro, was on the map because we had a painter named Willie Betty Newman who won the Paris Exhibition.
Wow.
So it's time to come together, and the way you come together is a collaboration between the people like me who write and fund it from the back end, and there's people out there in companies who want to support nonprofits who don't know where to begin, and that's where I reach out to them and give them an opportunity to come into Rutherford County, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, the whole area, and put their money behind something worthwhile like culture and arts.
Mm-hmm. And I think people, when you think about arts, this is not limited to something that's drawn on a canvas or something of that sort. We're talking about theater, we're talking about dance, we're talking about musical instruments, musical groups. We're talking about sculptures, a variety, storytelling. I mean, you look at some of these places that are well known, and the storytelling capital over in near the Tri-Cities. That area is really popular. And then for history, we're rich in history, but go to Asheville, North Carolina, and they have their city's history in bronze sculpture up and down the street, which is public art. Yeah, and thank goodness we are starting to see some public art here.
Definitely.
Over at the Avenue, especially.
The Avenue, of course, job. I mean, of course, our own very own library courtyard is just, it's a wealth of beautiful sculpture and very whimsical and very just lovely. And I mean, and we have to commend our Parks and Recreation department here in town because of how lovely they keep the land, just landscaping in general.
It's art.
It's art. It's beautiful. And there's even, of course, been a huge rise in culinary arts in the high schools as part of their tech, tech programs, where students are learning how to create beautiful arrays of food, catering weddings and political events, everything. And they're really putting their creativity to work in a beautiful and very delicious way. So even those appreciations, and of course our local wineries that are coming up, just having that appreciation for beauty, for loveliness, for culture and enjoyment in a community, it's good for the quality of life. It's, therefore, it's good for business and tourism.
And so you can toot your horn, too, about AIR.
Yes.
AIR was one of the original groups when the Gateway Project was being looked at.
Mm-hmm.
They thought about bringing in a sculpture to be located somewhere in the gateway to the city, and it's being created right now. They had a contest. It's being created and will be at that pond. That pond has a name.
Whatever that is.
Mm-hmm. Over there behind the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, the new one.
Yes.
And Gateway Island.
There we go. Yes. Been to some weddings over there. Yeah.
And I have found it difficult to get over there. Somebody's got to give me directions because I hear it's really beautiful.
Oh, it is gorgeous. But, we sometimes lose track of things. If you can't see something, you're not out of sight, out of mind. There is an you can call it a berm if you wish. I think it is. I think it is the dirt from the lake.
From the excavation
piled up about 40 feet in the air.
You can see over there.
You can't see it. I mean, you can be driving down Medical Center Parkway and you would have no clue there was a Gateway Island over there.
Definitely.
And when the sculptures put in, you'd have no clue that there's public art there because you don't see it.
Yeah, exactly. And it's so funny to see this process going on and to see how far Rutherford County has come is amazing for us to be just pushing forward like this in the arts and definitely to kind of to see and to hopefully laugh, have a good sense of humor as we go forward and new things come up, like how are we going to promote these things? And so the AIR Council is really going to be dedicated to that. And want a chance to talk about our new website that's also going to be
tell us about that.
We're very excited about this, and this is a huge thank you to the Rutherford County Government, their information technology department. Brian Robertson and Amy Davis over there have done a beautiful job to actually collaborate with Lee Rennick, the founder of the council. But to actually create a website where we are able to feature photography and links to all the arts and really a lot of historical groups in the community. Mm-hmm. We actually have tabs on the website for the visual arts, performing arts, arts education, other art resources. There are a number of organizations, for instance, like the Gem and Mineral Society over at MTSU, which very few people have heard of, but which is also a really strong collaboration of individuals who are doing beautiful gem work. And also the website also features the arts events that are held locally, everything from Jazz Fest to Uncle Dave Macon Days to our beautiful Christmas Downtown that we have, which is also a lovely event of music and art that happens there. And just for that all to be in one place where people can find what's going on in the community. Again, not to say that the goal here is for you just to simply to get involved with AIR, but no, to learn about the other artists in the community. So we're thrilled with this.
And of course the big program coming up, the Greenway Arts Festival.
Yes, which has grown tremendously.
And great location, too, now at the Old Fort Park. Makes it even more ideal because plenty of places to park over there.
Well, and again, just collaboration is really fantastic to see in the community. Every time I go to the Greenway, I just marvel at what Parks and Rec is doing to provide the environment for these types of events to take place where people really enjoy enjoy coming. No longer is it, you know, for instance, Old Fort Park, where the, you know, it's kind of scary over there or kind of dense and you're not real, you know, sure how it's been taken care of. But now it's beautiful. It is a joy to be there with your family and then to have these types of events where you can go and celebrate artists in this beautiful setting. What a treat.
Mm-hmm. But I think one of the great things, too, is the organization that Pat is a part of, mm-hmm. Helping to create and cultivate young people to take this forward.
Well, and we're so thankful to have Pat here, she's been very instrumental in working with us on air, as well as Nancy, to promote the arts here. But they are both examples of individuals that we want to be, you know, a part of in air. Pat doing what she's doing with arts education and performances. You know, do people know that they can go downtown, you know, go to Yeah on a weekend and go see a wonderful showcase of these talented individuals?
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Go for it, Pat. Go for it. Take it away.
Let the secret out.
Our class sessions work on an 8-week session length, mm-hmm. and at the end of every 8-week session, we have a showcase. And the students who have been in our classes get to perform. In addition to that, we are providing all ages shows, which are age appropriate for our age group, mm-hmm. ages 10 to 17. Featuring local bands, some of our bands that are coming out of our music education programming, and also bands that are coming out of Nashville so that they can get exposed to new music and different kinds of music. Those shows are taking place on about a quarterly basis right now. We are still building that program. Our founder, Kelly Anderson, who is nationally famous as the lead singer in Those Darlins, and you may have heard her perform at B. McNeil's. They started performing at B. McNeil's as an old-timey music band, and they have taken it all the way to rock and roll, and they are now touring nationally and internationally. But Kelly is in charge of our All Ages Shows program, and I'm always waiting for Kelly to come home so that we can do the next thing. But I've been observing Tennessee Arts Commission, other nonprofit organizations, and other arts councils for about the last 3 years. Every major city in Tennessee has one, an arts council. And it's about time that Rutherford County had theirs, because we have a very thriving arts community. Mm-hmm. And a lot of us don't know what is going on a weekly basis, what shows are being played, what play is in production. And I see AIR as the possibility of a clearinghouse for those events, so that not only I can get promotion for my events, but the public can find out where I am, when I start, who's going to be there.
And I'll tell you what, let's do. Let's pause for just a moment. We'll be back, and when we come back, we'll open up the phone lines. Maybe you have been in other communities like the ones Pat was talking about, where they do have a strong, vibrant art program. And if you've looked around, I don't know whether people notice this, when you go into some of these communities and you look around, they also seem to have a strong corporate community of having corporate offices there. And these are some of the things we're hoping to get more of. It just looks like this might be one of the ingredients to attract that. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Broadcasting from the tallest tower in the city with that little red light on top. FM 100.5, FM 101.9, and AM 1450.
Ford of Murfreesboro offers the same great service you're used to.
Hi, this is Susan Woolsey, and I'm the customer relations manager for Ford of Murfreesboro. I've been here 11 years.
Same employees, same great service.
We're doing a lot of cleaning, doing a lot of painting, doing some freshening up. We've got all the same employees that we've had for years.
Online at fordofmurfreesboro.com. Stop by Ford of Murfreesboro at the intersection of Broad and Northfield.
We're ready to give you the best deal ever and give you the best customer service that we can possibly give you.
Bell Jewelers, where quality, value, and honesty ring true. We buy our diamonds direct from the cutters of Belgium, the diamond capital of the world. Diamonds are a symbol of your devotion, of your life together, of how far you've come.
Bell Jewelers, a cut above.
This is Greg Tidwell from Bell Jewelers, across the street from Toots in Murfreesboro. Visit us online at belljeweler.com.
Quality automotive repair and diagnostics with service you can trust. Nationwide guarantee. Call 896-1407. Roberts Discount Auto Repair. I'm Broad, across from Ford of Murfreesboro. We care, and we're here to help.
Good morning. We continue to deal with very heavy rush hour volume along Interstate 24 as you're headed through Smyrna and into Davidson County, so be careful out there on this Tuesday morning commute. Seeing quite a bit of traffic at all of your points of access to the interstate, especially there on Old Fort Parkway and South Church Street. State Route 840 actually moving along with some heavy volume, whether you're off to Wilson or Williamson County. For all your hardwood flooring needs, call Bradford Hardwood Flooring. 20-plus years experience. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call Bradford Hardwood Flooring, 251-5384. That's 251-5384. I'm Charlie Tunney, WGNS Traffic.
Thank you, Charlie. What about that Murfreesboro weather? Brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
We have a chance for showers and thunderstorms today under cloud cover with a high temperature in the upper 80s. 70 tonight under mostly cloudy skies. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Feliber. Right now, 77.
This is Frieda Morgan with First National Bank of Murfreesboro. At my bank, you're known by your name. Come by today, 2230 Mercury Boulevard, and experience the difference at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. Member FDIC.
ABC News Radio Station. Talk Radio WGNS, Murfreesboro. FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, TV 11.
We're back again talking about art and the importance of art in our community and how it attracts business and how it also helps develop our youngsters to be leaders for tomorrow. And this is the segment where we open up the phone lines. If you have been in some other communities and have noticed a very successful art community, and you'd like to see that happening here, let us know. 893-1450. What are some of your observations? Visiting with us this morning, Laura Beth Jackson from the Business Education Partnership Community Relations Specialist with the Chamber of Commerce. Nancy Pitts is with us, Independent Media and Grant Writing Specialist. And Pat Blankenship, a board member of YOW, is that right? And also director of the Children's Academy Theater of Tennessee. I'm going to have to change my mindset on how to pronounce that word.
You're not the only one, Bart.
Well, now, this is exciting, seeing all of these things happening. Tell us, Pat, if you would, because I think this would be an appropriate time to share some of those stories you've had about how these youngsters have come in bashful and they suddenly blossom, and this helps them throughout their life.
Oh, absolutely, it does. I have a young man in one of my classes who is homeschooled. He has, I'm not sure what his condition is. It may be dyslexia, it may be ADD, I'm not sure what it is. But he was in a public school setting and was very, very unhappy and was the butt of many jokes and was treated somewhat cruelly in the public school. And so his mother pulled him out and put him into a homeschool setting and brought him to us for the opportunity to interact with kids his own age. He walked into my acting class and not one single solitary student seemed to even notice that he had any different take on reality than the rest of them did. He has a wit and a comic thinking process that is just absolutely amazing. And they love that in him, and they love to hear him expound on just whatever crazy idea he's got in his head that day, post-apocalyptic Washington, D.C. You know, we talk about zombies and that sort of thing. But I asked him to do a monologue. We were studying monologues. And he would bring in every time a one-sentence monologue. And it was a great one sentence. It was hilarious. But I would say to him, can we please expand that? I want at least 30 seconds. And he was, for whatever reason, unable to do that. And so I said, okay, I'm going to ask you questions, and you just respond as your creativity allows. And he, of course, was able to give me just wonderful answers to very basic questions and had us all rolling in the floor. So I said, okay, your monologue is not a monologue, it's a dialogue. And another of your fellow students is going on stage with you, and he's going to ask you questions, and you're just going to answer them with whatever comes off the top of your head. So we put both of those boys on stage. They pulled that dialogue off, and this child's family was standing in the background watching this and looked at me and said, I cannot believe you've got him on stage. Oh. Cannot believe that he was willing to do this for you. Mm-hmm. And I said, he'll do anything I ask him. He's perfectly willing to do anything that I ask him to do. Mm-hmm. And then I have another acting student.
Showed he has pride in himself.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, oh, he's brilliant. He's very brilliant and very is very proud of himself when he does well. He just worked the Tiger Hunt with me at Central Magnet School, their back to school event.
Right.
He posted himself at my table and interacted with every person that walked by, talking to them about, asking them to take some free materials, asking them to giving away stuff. He was the most loquacious of any of my students that were there helping me. It was a delight to see, it has been a delight to see his evolution. And then I had another student who is a very serious student. He wants to be an actor, but he had a lot to overcome in his delivery. And so when it came time for him to do his monologue, he chose the president's speech to the troops in the film Independence Day. Before we go out to fight the aliens, we're going to, you know, rally the troops. And it gave me tingles down my spine. His delivery was so incredible, and I knew I had to put music behind that. I knew I had to make that more dramatic. Well, this acting student was also in one of our rock block bands, so he was going to be performing at Showcase both as an actor and as a musician. So I asked his band manager, can you put music behind this monologue? And what I had in mind was Jack Stripes, the White Stripes, I'm sorry, Jack White and the White Stripes, Seven Nation Army. And it's a very pulsing, very stirring song. And so they prepared an instrumental version of Seven Nation Army, played it behind this rallying call to the troops. And I mean, the whole room just erupted into cheers and claps. It was like we were ready to go to battle against the aliens. And so, yes, I've seen lots of success stories. Kids who think they can't sing, put them in front of a microphone with a band behind them, they learn they can sing. Kids who can't play the guitar, put a guitar in their hands, teach them three chords, and guess what? They can play in a band, yeah.
What a great thing that does for themselves. Mm-hmm. I mean, for their image. Perhaps they had a weak self-image to start with, and this draws it out. And then to hear the applause and the crowd response.
Yeah, that's why I say Showcase is my greatest rush, because they get so much appreciation and affirmation from their parents. And TAC, Tennessee Arts Commission, asked us once when we were in a panel review for a grant, are you teaching music? Are you teaching theory? Are you teaching, I don't know enough about music theory to even say what they were asking. But the question was, yes, it comes up, and yes, we deal with it. But that's not our focus. Mm-hmm. Our focus is teaching the kids to work together as a group, problem solve together, mm-hmm. collaborate, cooperate, and then get on a stage and just blow people's socks off. And we're able to do that every single time. I never cease to be amazed what the local music community has been able to do with our students. And I have to say, there is a thriving, professional local music community yes. in this town. Yes. And they are working so diligently with our students to pass that love and that passion on to them and give them the opportunity to enjoy the experience of performance.
You know, it's interesting because I've talked with some of your instructors that have done Rock Block. I think one of the most fascinating things they said was, like, they have so many students they have to, that they've had to get over, help get over the fear of not being perfect.
Right.
They said, just get an instrument and just do something. Just let your heart start going. And that can oftentimes be misconstrued as, like, well, technique doesn't matter and you just, you know, go forward and do something sloppy, you know, for instance. But they said, the thing is, like, once the kids feel like they're free to actually experiment, create, make mistakes, and then get up, do it again until they're having fun.
Right.
They said, just watching the light come on, it impacts the rest of their life. It's like, it's just not about that one song. It is about their life just expanded. Their horizons just got bigger because they got to do something and their heart was engaged, their mind was engaged. They're involved in a supportive environment mm-hmm. where they're allowed to do that. And so often in our day-to-day lives, whether it's school or work, we're taught to be, this is right, this is wrong, very black and white. And the creativity allows us to expand past that and see, you know, what's really the bigger picture here? How can, you know, it's relational, it's supportive. There's just many more dynamics at work. So it's
okay to be different.
It's okay to be different, amazingly enough.
So. Well, you know, not all kids want to play football or yeah. basketball yeah. or baseball. Mm-hmm. And we need to let them know that's okay.
Yeah.
I would give anything to have the money that is given that is donated to sports, donated to the arts as well. With the grant writing, what we are seeing is that grantors are looking for a couple of key things that I have honed in on, and you may be able to add to this. But one thing, Tennessee Arts Commission, for sure, wants you to do is put professional artists to work. Every single time we ask for money to pay instructors, we get that money from Tennessee Arts Commission. And the second thing they want us to do is to put arts back into the schools. Mm. We are fighting to keep performance and the arts in the schools in the face of dire economic circumstances sometimes. Mm. And so Children's Academy Theater is going to be fully grant-driven and donor-driven, so that I hope we can go into any school classroom that invites us and perform for them totally for free, and yet still pay my professional actors so that they have a way of making a living. That adds to the economy, and businesses have to catch on to that. When you invest in the arts, when you put an artist to work, he becomes your new customer, your new patron. He becomes a consumer of the goods that we are manufacturing. And you mentioned bringing businesses to our community. Most businesses who are looking for a place to locate are looking at the quality of life, the quality of the schools, the quality of the healthcare, and they want to know, is there a thriving arts community? Mm-hmm. And AIR is going to be able to say, yes, we have a thriving arts committee. Community, go look at what's going on and see this on our website, and they will see all of us listed. They'll see our events, they'll see our mission statements, and it will help grow the entire community. But business has got to get on board. They've got to understand that even in tight times, when you give to the arts, you are giving to the community and you're growing your own business.
I know the chamber is involved through AIR.
Yes.
But is Destination Rutherford aware of the importance of art in the community?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, very much so. The 3-star program is actually it's developed by the Department of the Tennessee Department of Economic and Community Development to promote quality of life in a community. The three-star is really in a very pared-down way a list of checks of what makes a good community a good community. And the arts are just a strong part of that, which is obviously why the Arts Council was started. Not really for lack of arts groups here. There's many of them, but to say this is one way that the chamber can keep an idea of what's going on in the community and therefore promote it out to the larger community while we're doing other things. I wanted Nancy just to take a minute to talk about the importance of that, what she's seen, because she has traveled to many different states to see, you know, how the arts have impacted these different communities.
Well, just to speak to one thing that you just mentioned right away is that I think that the website is some way that businesses, tourists, just people in the local community can find in one click what it is they're looking for. I think that time is a critical component of everybody's life these days, and I think that one, if they have to click 10 times to find, oh gee, I might be interested in ceramics, I might be interested in the theater, I might want to know if there's an art walk, they just stop if they aren't able to find everything they're looking for. So in one, under one umbrella, being able to find everything is going to be really critical to the area. But I think also, as you said, when businesses come in, one way they find out is they look on the chamber, they click on to arts, they click on to sports. Mm-hmm. They want to know what's going to be there for their family. And mm-hmm. and even though it used to be that they'd sell, well, Nashville's 25 miles away. as I said, Rutherford County has been on the map, the international map, since 1900. And that's not just for all the wonderful historical things that we have going on culturally, mm-hmm. but that's also for the arts. So let's find a way to have it be demonstrated for the public. Now, for me personally, I do a lot of travel, some of it work-oriented, some of it pleasure, but the first thing I do is I click onto that city, and I click onto the city, and I say, wherever it is, be it Mobile or New York, and I say arts, so that I can find what's going on in that area that I can go see, because I like to know what the culture of the area is, what the people are into and doing. The way you find that out is what they're doing in performance. So when you go to, let's just say, Mobile, you click on the arts and you find out something that isn't on the normal tourism sites, but it has to do with art and culture. And I was able to go and experience that, which had to do with the beginning of Mobile, the history of Mobile, what they're doing, what they're growing into. That's what you find being performed there. So New York, Washington, D.C., wherever it is, in the smaller cities, it's wonderful to experience that. You find it out by going to these one site. You want to be able to find it by going Rutherford County Arts and find you, then they can find everything. It's a stepping stone from a business standpoint, from a tourism standpoint. It becomes a pleasure, and it really helps people make those decisions where from looking on the website to the purchase or the experience mm-hmm. in one stop. Mm-hmm. Important.
It's back to that old thing about the first impression, and if you make a good positive first impression, you're going to keep the people, mm-hmm. and if you do it through the internet and you have to keep searching and searching and searching, they're going to give up after a while and you'll make no impression.
Mm-hmm. You're exactly right.
So the chamber is aware of this and really working hard to make it easy for people to find out about
Definitely.
Us.
Definitely. And so we're glad to have the chambers. We're fortunate to live in a community where the chamber is aware of so many different issues that affect and impact the success and the culture of a community. And so, we have AIR. We're going to be working together with arts groups to continue to update the site and to continue to expand the council. One thing that the director, Lee Rennick, is working on is inviting other artists to simply be on the council, to be in the network of these meetings, to say, how can we promote one another, not to compete or try to say, well, one is better than the other one, but actually to work together and to be aware of what one another is doing. On the website, we actually have between 200 and 300 unique listings of different art groups, artist organizations, artists. That's over 300. Over 400 of those offer multiple opportunities in multiple different categories, whether it's art education, art performance, or some other service that they provide. So, and that we know that is not comprehensive, you know, by any stretch of the imagination. So we're looking forward to continue to grow that. We are inviting other artists who know other artists to come be a part of the council, to simply be be involved and say there's a larger community of artists here. It's important to all of us that we know what each other's doing, and we can be proud of what one another is doing and to network with that. So Nancy has a...
I was just going to say that I think that it's specifically important to large businesses when they come into the area that have a philanthropic arm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. We could talk about Nissan and a lot of other people, but yes. When they come to an area, they have a specific... When you look on their websites, mm-hmm. It says, we donate to education programs in our community, and they list the community there. So when you find a large company or a small company that wants to be involved in the community, their focus is that they want to impact all peoples, and that starts with education.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Very definitely. Tell you what, let's pause for just a second to check on the weather, and we will be back and continue the conversation. I can't let this slip by. Thank you to the Chamber of Commerce, that new welcome center that you have there. Not only is attractive visually, but you have a gift shop that promotes the arts in our community by offering things that were made right here to visitors who are here looking for something to take with them to remind them that they were here. Our hats off to the Chamber. We'll be right back.
G. Gordon Liddy is on the Good Neighbor Network.
It is I, the G-Man, on the Big G, WGNS, Murfreesboro.
G. Gordon Liddy, weekday mornings at 9.
This is Sean Brown at Southeastern Tire Service, where we now offer the Michelin Promise Plan. The Michelin Promise Plan is a new offer which includes a 30-day ride guarantee, 3-year flat tire changing assistance, and a limited mileage warranty on all Michelin passenger and light truck tires, replacement and original equipment. Did you know we now provide air conditioning service? Let our ASC certified technicians get your car road ready today.
Southeastern Tire Service on Broad Street across from Advance Auto.
Weather Eye.
We have a chance for showers and thunderstorms today under cloud cover with a high temperature in the upper 80s, 70 tonight under mostly cloudy skies. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Felluber. Right now, 77.
Maybe you need a new mattress. Well, you can look all you want, but you won't find anyone even close to the prices of mattresses at Bell Furniture. And these are Jameson mattresses. Listen, Perry Bell has the Jameson Marriott mattress, the one used in the hotel. If you check around, the queen size set is $12.99, but at Bell Furniture, just $7.99. Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
Hi, everybody. This is Don Sutton. Atlanta Braves Baseball is on FM 100.5, FM 101.9, and AM 1450.
Welcome back. And before we say so long on the program, we have a few minutes left. Laura Beth, what is the website where people can learn more about this AIR program, Arts in Rutherford County?
Well, it's going to be right off of the Rutherford County government's website. And again, a huge thank you to, again, we're so lucky to live in a community where the business, really the business community and the government officials we have are supportive of the arts. Our website, the AIR website, was created in conjunction to be off of the county's website. So the website is rutherfordcountytn.gov. /AIR, another slash, index.htm, and you can probably find it by googling AIR plus Rutherford County, Tennessee, and you'll come up. But it's rutherfordcountytn.gov/AIR/index.htm, and I think really people are going to be really enjoy navigating the website. It's so clean. It's so simple. Again, thank you to Brian Robertson, Amy Davis for the work they've done on that. Have a lot of beautiful photography of from all the arts organizations in town. I think people will also be surprised to look at some of those and to realize that they recognize those photos, whether it's something from one of MTSU's wonderful performances that they do, their operas or the theater, from Uncle Dave Macon Days, and you know, from the downtown tree lighting at Christmas time. You know, just a lot of beautiful photos there, so we're looking forward to people finding that out. Also, like we were just talking about, anyone in the community is welcome to be on the AIR Council. Because it is a promotional organization, we want artists, but we also want individuals like Nancy, for instance, who are interested in promoting the arts and want to further their presence in the community. So we invite people to contact us to see how they can be a part of that. They can do that in two ways. They can email Lee Rennick at lrennick@rutherfordchamber.org. That's lrennick@rutherfordchamber.org. Or they can call the Chamber of Commerce and at 893-6565, and they'll put them in touch with Lee. But again, we invite the community to become a part of this. Anyone who's interested in the arts and celebrating their presence here in the county, we want to be a part of that. Currently, we have business people, we have educators, we have people like Nancy and Pat who are indirectly involved in the arts, who have been on the council and have done a wonderful job as far as serving as consultants, really, to say, you know, we have these people here, how can we get their name out there and how can we further their presence here? So we're looking forward to talking with anyone who wants to be an advocate for the arts presence in Rutherford County. So.
And of course, to make the arts presence even stronger, you involve the youth, and that's what Pat's group is
definitely
doing. Pat, how can people find out more?
About my programming?
About your programming. Mm-hmm.
Our website is www.yeahintheborough, yeahintheborough.org. And Yeah serves as an umbrella 501c3 organization for all of our programming, which is both musical and theatrical and photographic. We have some photography and videography classes going on right now as well.
Yeah. And Nancy, for people who have a business or know of another business that would like to support the arts, can they contact you?
They absolutely can. They could reach me through Lee Rennick's office because she knows how to get in touch with me, or at nancy.puetz@bellsouth.net. And I want to thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you all for joining us today, and thank you especially for what you're doing to make this an even better community. Laura Beth Jackson with us, the Business Education Partnership Community Relations Specialist with the Chamber of Commerce. Nancy Pitts, an Independent Media and Grant Writing Specialist. And Pat Blankenship, Board Member of Yow? Is that right? Okay. I have this
That's
doubt.
Close enough.
or how is it? How do you say it?
I say yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
Are you going to the store?
Yeah. Okay. Are you going to be a star?
Yeah.
And director of the Children's Academy Theater of Tennessee. Hope you all have a super rest of the day. Tomorrow at this time, Mayor Tommy Bragg's going to be joining us. We'll be talking, obviously, about the city of Murfreesboro. Stay with us, much more to come, right here.
So just hold me.